This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. House Republicans have launched their first formal impeachment inquiry and hearing against President Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
James Comer and other GOP committee chairs say there is a clear link between the president and his son Hunter's overseas businesses.
A mountain of evidence revealing how Joe Biden abused his public office for his family's financial gain.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says there is no evidence the president did anything wrong.
No gun, no smoke.
And key witnesses like George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, who was called by the GOP, say so far,
I do not believe that the current evidence would support articles of impeachment.
The hearing unfolded with the Democrats displaying a screen counting down the hours and minutes until a government shutdown.
People are going to be hurt when this time runs out.
With Maryland's Kwasi-Kwarteng Fume blasting Republicans for wasting the time on a political stunt.
Why in the hell are we playing this game?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Union's top migration official, Ylva Johansson, said the bloc was set to agree on how to handle irregular migration soon after ministers' talks yielded no final deal on Thursday with Berlin and Rome, worried over rising arrivals ahead of key elections. The ministers were searching for agreement on a long-stalled system for the sharing out across the EU of asylum seekers who reach Europe outside of official border crossings.
I'm sure that in a few days we will also have the formal decision on the general approach on the crisis proposal, and that is very much welcome.
She put irregular arrivals this year at 250,000 people, mostly those who fled wars and poverty in the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia, and reached the EU across the Mediterranean. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday said relations between Russia and South Sudan were developing, quote, intensively. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Speaking at a meeting with the South Sudan President Salva Kiir in Moscow, Putin noted Russia was one of the first countries to recognize the sovereignty and independence of South Sudan. Kiir said he was happy for the warm welcome and stressed that he was in Moscow as an opening to work together in the future.
I'm happy for the warm welcome that has been given to us with my delegation.
The meeting took place as the Kremlin seeks more allies amid the military campaign in Ukraine. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Switzerland's glaciers suffered their second worst melt rate this year after record 2022 losses, shrinking their overall volume by 10% in the last 2 years. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo says it's in a report by the monitoring body, GLAMOS.
It is really possible that we are going to see an almost complete disappearance of glaciers in the Alps.
Switzerland is home to more than half of the glaciers in the Alps, and temperatures there are rising fast, around twice the global average due to climate change. It means they lost as much ice in 2 years as in the 3 decades before 1990. Matthias Haas leads monitoring body Glacier Monitoring Switzerland, GLAMOS.
This year was very problematic for glaciers because there was really little snow in winter, almost record low snow depths, and the summer was very warm.
August 2023 was the peak melt month. Pictures posted by Haas on social media during recent data collection trips show for the first time on record new lakes forming next to glaciers' tongues.
Sweden's bid to join NATO is heading for a delay as Turkey's parliament starts a new session this Sunday without the NATO enlargement vote on the agenda. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country's ratification of Sweden's bid is linked to whether the U.S. Congress approves the sale of American F-16 military jets to Turkey. Serhat Güvenç is a professor of international relations at Kardahas University in Istanbul.
New built F-16s and upgrade kits, F-16 upgrade kits, which have been on hold in the U.S. Congress.
Some in the U.S. Congress oppose the sale of the jets over concerns about Turkish threats to neighboring Greece. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
A second powerful storm in less than a month has hammered parts of central Greece, sweeping away roads, smashing bridges, and flooding thousands of homes. The storm called Elias caused extensive flooding in the central city of Volos and left hundreds stranded in nearby mountain villages. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.